AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional and developmental needs. You can connect with us on social media at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge, and our fantastically growing Facebook group for On the Edge Women in Business. You can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. Henry Ford, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. So my On the Edge power fact, or it's not really a question. I'm not sure it's really a fact. It's a thought. How about that? My On the Edge power thought tonight. The great achievers, when you're told that you can't do something, it, and you do instead. How many of us have heard that those words? You're not something. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You're not tall enough. You're not male enough. You're not, you know, you're not. Dream stealers, dream killers. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight and how some of the great, you know, I don't think anyone gets away from disappointment, people that don't believe in you. And oftentimes, the truth of the matter is the people that are around you or the closest to you can do the most damage. If it's just someone, say someone, you're walking in the mall or wherever, you don't really care too much about whether or not they think you're going to be great, or whether or not you're going to be a great artist, or whether or not you're going to be a great businesswoman or businessman or doctor, lawyer, or whatever you're trying to do, a business owner, entrepreneur. And I'm specifically speaking tonight to entrepreneurs, startup business owners, professionals that want to climb that corporate ladder, and you have this, maybe this reservation, maybe that voice in the back of your head from a family member or someone that says, you know what, you would never amount to anything, or you would never, you know. So we're gonna dig in and take some pressure off of you and put dream stealers in their place tonight. So here's some interesting, you know, I like doing in the news, in the media, but this is old news in the media. Now, the man that fired Steve Jobs, John Sculley, and in Forbes online publication, and this was back in, oh, let's see, wrote this article, 2013. And he was at this Forbes CEO, great CEOs, and sharing, he was asked a question. And the question was, how did Steve Jobs get fired? How did Steve Jobs get fired from his own company? And the story goes that there was this silence in the room with these great CEO leaders from Hong Kong tycoon Ronnie Chan and Rockefeller Foundation President Judith Rodin. But you got these CEOs. Now you can hear a pin drop. Why did Steve Jobs, the great achiever, get fired? And as John Sculley reflected on the events leading up to Steve Jobs' firing, his lessons learned, his regrets, his casting the blame on John Sculley, casting the blame on the board, as he recognized that he was ill-equipped to, in understanding Apple, in understanding a Steve Jobs, in understanding there is a difference when you're trying to build a company that wants to make a difference, that's changing the game, that is not something that's already modeled in our corporate world or our business world or some industry. He talked about his great personal friendship that broke down as a result of that decision. So he said it stemmed from the second generation of Macs, right? They weren't selling. They were ridiculed as a toy. It had not much of computing power. It wasn't what it needed to be. And when you're building a business, and he talked about how he was there when Steve was depressed, deep depression as a result of what was going on. He talked about, he kind of not ridiculed the movie Jobs that Ashton Kutcher played a role in, the lead role, of course, played Steve Jobs. But he says, you know, there could have been a better story and a better story that Hollywood could have done and shared, that the deep depression, the tears that Steve Jobs cried because he's fighting for his dream. And if you are a CEO at any level, there's been some tears. I don't care if you're male, female, whatever the case, you're going to cry some. You're going to be disappointed some. You're going to be afraid a lot. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to feel that anxiety and that stress and those wanting everything to make sense and come together for maybe funding, for backing, for that product like the Mac to be that ideal product. So he was fired. As a result of a disagreement between John Sculley and Steve Jobs on dropping the price on the Macs. And so they presented their cases to the board. And the board says, you know, we agree with John. And so they removed Steve Jobs from the head of the Mac division and eventually as a founder, Apple founder, in terms of losing his job. Now, what's interesting about this story is that when John Sculley was telling this story, and you can see it on YouTube, or you can go out to Forbes and see it, here, read it, a portion of it. He said, Steve wasn't a great executive back in the early days, that he didn't know how to run a business. The great Steve Jobs that we know today as maybe the world's greatest CEO, certainly of our era, he learned a lot in those years in the wilderness, quote, John Sculley. If you're a business owner, CEO, dreamer, you can have some wilderness moments. And those dream stealers, those dream killers that says, Steve Jobs, you are not great. You're no longer a part of this company. You have to have the fortitude to get back up. You have to have the fortitude in your pain. Believe me, if you lose your company in any way, it is painful. And you have to find a way to get back up. Sculley's biggest regret, he says, and I quote, I feel most badly, though, because after 10 years, I was at the company. I wanted to go back to New York, where I was from. Why I didn't go to Steve Jobs and say, Steve, let's figure out how you can come back and lead your company. I didn't do that. It was a terrible mistake on my part. I can't figure out why I didn't have the wisdom to do that, but I didn't. And as life has it, shortly after that, I was fired. I'm so frustrated with dream killers. If you are an employee, and we appreciate employees, and we appreciate the work that you do, but if you're an employer, if you're a person that is not a risk taker, and you throw stones at those that are, you know, John Sculley was saying that there was a better way that we could have done this, that Steve Jobs did not have to be fired. But they didn't know how to find that better way until 10 years later or some years later, as he, in retrospect, and lost his friend, which is a great regret for him. Henry Ford, my quote, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. Steve Jobs learned how to be a great CEO. When you have your first business and company, and maybe it's never gone out of business, maybe it never had, but I tell you one thing for sure, you are not a great CEO yet. And here's the thing, I says, you know, we say you are not. Startups, small businesses, we know that we don't know the answers to foundational structures, you know, organizational structures, the accounting, the analytics, the marketing, the advertising, all of these things that come together to make a business great. You may not be a great entrepreneur when you start, but you can sure end as a great entrepreneur. You are an entrepreneur, period. How great you become is going to be dependent on what you put into it to become that great and powerful entrepreneur. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to share a little bit more. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking real talk tonight. We're talking about who gets to tell you that you're not able to be something different, to be something great, to be someone great. You're not a something, but someone great. And in our last segment, I wanted to get to something. It says, if you're an employee, all employees are working for visionaries. All employees are working for someone that was willing to take some risks, take some hits, take some getting knocked down and getting back up, to take some losses. Henry Ford was that guy. Steve Jobs was that guy. Yeah, I don't know too many entrepreneurs. I don't think one that we could even record in history that when they started their business or company, or even Abraham Lincoln, you know, in his political career, they didn't have some failures, that didn't learn some lessons along the way, that when they stuck to it, they just became great in spite of the, you're not going to be great, you're not, your technology is, no one wants it, or you're not the image for television, like Oprah Winfrey was told. Danny DeVito told, you're just too short. You know, amazing how quick someone, these are opinions, these are subjective words, And they could be from professionals. They can be from people you know. They could be. And the impact, they can. But the deal really is you making a decision on how you're going to allow it to impact your world. You know, I've heard words like that as an entrepreneur. You're not an entrepreneur. You're not ever going to be smart enough. You're not going to be good enough. You're not going to, you know, just growing up over throughout the years. I remember I wanted this job in Illinois. I was about 21 years old. And it was working for the Illinois Department of Corrections. Now, I have to give you some history here. When I graduated high school, oh gosh, I was one of those students that probably had some of the worst grades in high school because I was told you're not smart enough, you're not good enough. And with young people, it really impacts you. It really confuses you on what you can do. I was with students today at a mock interview at a school that a charter school that they're there for some reason. They didn't finish regular school and they've had some challenges. Many people telling them that they can. You know what I saw today? I saw hope. I saw dreams. I saw opportunities. I saw greatness in those young folks, young males, females. So I was told, you know, my best friend's mom knew that my grades in high school were not so hot. But between high school and that opportunity for Illinois Department of Corrections, I went to college. I had someone that believed in me. And I started going to a community college, College of DuPage, one of the finer junior colleges in the state. And I learned some things. And my best friend's mom said this, preparing me for failure, meaning well, but preparing me for failure. If you do not pass this all-day test, you can take it again in 6 months. And so, and her son did not pass it the first time. And so she was sure that I was going to fail it as well. Well, I didn't fail it. I passed every part, from the written to the agility test, physical test. And I was surprised that when I came back, instead of being celebrated, she was a little ticked off that I actually succeeded. Greatness. There's greatness inside of you. Don't let anyone steal that from you. Henry Ford, he burned through all the money from his first group of investors without producing one car. He eventually produced a car and raised another $60,000 in share capital, but his Detroit auto company bankrupt. In the 1920s, Henry Ford refused to update the Model T car, leading sales to fall dramatically. Ford tried to launch a political career, and a career in that never succeeded. Yet, Ford, and this is from a consultant journal, Ford became a business magnate, philanthropist, social entrepreneur. Failed several times. He shaped the engineering assembly line production, social leadership in business, education in other areas. Greatness was in the inside of him. We're going to go to a break. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Today's small businesses are providing the latest technology solutions to public companies. Learn the requirements of having a robust SOX. That's the Sarbanes-Oxley Act whistleblower hotline in compliance with the SEC, mandated by the Supreme Court. Join the Superior Compliance Solutions webinar on Tuesday, June 10th at 11 a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. on how the Supreme Court's ruling impacts your small business. To register, call Sandra Sanchez at 408-334-4554. That's 408-334-4554. Or go to www.SuperiorCompliancesolutions.com. That's www.SuperiorCompliancesolutions.com/resources. We're talking about dream killers, dream haters. Is that what it is? That would tell you you can't. And this goes, this includes the workplace. This includes climbing that corporate ladder. This means going after that promotion, you know, that you're not qualified. And if you're not qualified, get qualified. If you're a business owner, you're not qualified. And let me just tell you, when you start out, we're not qualified. Get qualified. And some of the qualifications comes through, like I said, the disappointments, the pain, the bankruptcies, you know. Henry Ford didn't want to bankrupt. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? No, not at all. So some of the other great achievers, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team because he wasn't good enough. But you know what he did? He practiced. He that summer he worked hard. He changed the game. Like I said, Oprah Winfrey was fired from a television reporter gig because she was declared unfit for television. Yeah, she's got the last laugh on that. How about Sachiro Honda was rejected by Toyota Motor Corp for an engineering job? Failures who became huge successes. Winston Churchill flunked sixth grade. Who knew? How about Walt Disney was canned by a newspaper editor who told him he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Words that people are speaking to other people because of their subjective and small thinking, not outside of the box, don't see the giftings and the talents in someone. But they don't start or end your world. They don't start and end your destiny. They don't start and end your legacy. They don't start and end your imagination, your creativity. They don't start and end your acting career. That's Danny DeVito. And he's funny. I like Danny DeVito. F.W. Woolworth couldn't wait on customers at a dry goods store because his boss said he lacked the sense to do so. Really? Sony co-founders Masaru Ibuka and Akio Morita failed with an early creation on electric rice cooker because it overcooked or undercooked the rice. So failure happens. It is what it is. We're human. Failure happens. Tell me someone, name me one person that did not fail on the planet. I can name one, okay? I can name one. But after that, we're all pretty much in the same boat. We're going to go to a break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Indiegogo is one of my favorite places of raising funding for small businesses, for new ideas, for these entrepreneurs, for these dreamers. And there's a campaign out there. If you were listening to my show last Friday night, I had the CEO of Resiligence on that has a technology called TipNow and TipNow Social. And so they're running a campaign out there for about $500,000 to raise funding to put campus security on our school campuses, our college campuses, to make them safer, to anonymously tip security that there's a shooter on campus. I am concerned and grieved with the amount of shootings that we've, in the last couple of weeks, it has just been totally out of control. And we're tired. And I have participated strongly in helping prepare this campaign. Business on the Edge has worked closely with Resiligence to get this campaign going. We have, we are doing our best to get the word out. The average donor gives about $75, but you can give as little as $5. And I'm asking you, go out to tipnow.com, click on the banner for Indiegogo, and do something about making our campuses safer for our children, for our college students. We need to do something. And for those of you that are women in business and professionals that want to join our Women in Business Club, we are into our official hard launch. Can we get an applause on that? We have been working hard. We've been in our soft launch since, yes, we have been working hard. Our team has been working hard. We're into our hard launch. And as a promo, if you would, if you register for our club, for membership, whether you're a $75 business owner, that's the annual level, and then a professional business, a professional in business or in the corporate world, or whatever you do, is $40. If you go out to the Indiegogo campaign and you give $75 if you're a small business owner, woman, we will give you a year membership in the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Just let us know that you did so, and we'll verify it with Resiligence. I am a spokesperson for Resiligence. I'm a big advocate for safety on our schools. So we've been going around and talking to schools. I'll be in college campuses and so forth to encourage the implementation of this program, of this tool, mobile application, and also the social, the TipNow Social, which tracks cyberbullying. They have now have had their first suicide prevention. So that's exciting. And so get involved. And if you're a professional woman and your level of entering our club is $40, if you go out and give to this campaign, I will give you that annual membership at no cost. We'll verify that you're there. Let us know. Email me at onthe@businessontheedge.biz that you did so. I'm not sure on the campaign that you can you could put notes or anything like that, but you will have to connect with us and let us know. Give us your first name, last name. We will verify that you're there, and we will put you in as a member of our On the Edge Women in Business Club, which is absolutely growing. We have women. We're steadily growing. Any business that you're doing in any company, you know what you like? Steady growth. And so we're steadily growing. And so, again, go out to the TipNow campaign, tipnow.com. Click on the banner for the campaign, and it'll take you directly to Indiegogo. If you're a woman in business or a business professional woman, join our, go ahead and give and let us know, and we will set you up for a year's membership to help make our campuses and schools safe. We appreciate that. So, I'm talking about back to my talk. It's been us tonight. It's been that laid back. You know, I do this maybe once a month or so. And be great. The great achievers were all met with dismissal, disappointment, losses, bankruptcies. I want to make 3 points tonight. Number one, don't let someone else define your future, your destiny, or your legacy. It's not up to them. It's up to you. Number two, don't let loved ones love your dream to death. If they don't get it, quit trying to explain it. Just do it. They will get it in the end. Success is not hard to recognize. when you win that award, or when you get that great deal, or when things take off. That's not hard to see. It's not hard to recognize. I like what Oprah Winfrey says, is that, you know, everyone wants to ride with you in the limousine, but no one wants to ride with you on the bus when the limousine breaks down. You know, sometimes a limousine breaks down. Sometimes a business breaks down. Sometimes you don't get that promotion. It breaks down. But you keep fighting and you keep going. Don't let someone else define you. Number three, go where you're celebrated and not where you're tolerated. You should be celebrated. The young people that I saw today, that loved ones that may have thrown them away, society that may have thrown them away. The one thing that I did focus on today was to celebrate them, every single one of them that sat in front of me. And I watched them. Some of them teared up as I told them that you're great. They're going to a job fair next week at their school. I said, you go get the job. Go be great. Be confident. Let people know that you're here. You know, showing them how to shake hands right and making sure that they make eye contact. Talking to them and letting them know that they're great. And they can go and do something special. In fact, one young lady stood out exceptionally. We're going to bring her into Business on the Edge, and we're gonna put her in our junior level membership, and we're going to work with her. And she's so excited. And she's like, I'll do whatever I need to do to learn, to be around other professional women. This club is about mentorship. This is about growing. This is about being connected. This is not an association. It is not a, which are great. Commerces are great. You know, all of these different business associations and networking groups are great. But we're a club, and clubs stick together. We get to know one another, and we change the game for those that are around us. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. That's kind of funky groove, huh? That's cool. I started the show out this evening with a thought. Not really a question, not really a fact. The great achievers. When you're told that you can't do it, and you do instead. We have some great examples. We have some great achievers that move past words that could have just, they could have went in a different direction. And I'm sure that they impacted, you know, the losses they impact, words impact. And once you get off the ground, dust off your clothes, you go get them, and you go get your dream. You go get your future. You go get the promotion. You build your business. If you failed in business and you lost it, I lost my first business. It almost took me out of this world. It was so difficult. It was one of the most difficult things that I've had to ever deal with, outside of losing my mother years ago. So, well, how do you relate a business to a parent? You know, when you birth businesses, it's almost like your baby, if you will. You're watching it grow. You're watching it change and transform, and you're excited when things work out. And things didn't work. You know, in 2007, I wasn't thinking downturn. I was thinking expansion. I was thinking funding. $250,000 in funding. We got it. Pretty much we got it. Close to $250,000 in funding, about $225,000 to expand, to grow. We're excited. And all of a sudden everything changed. The economy changed. The use for production resources changed. Changed the game. Crushed crushed me, crushed my employees, crushed the team. Watching when you're a business owner and you're looking at your employees and knowing that they're not going to, if you close down, there's not going to be a check for them to pay their bills, for them to eat. Don't think, a good employer is always going to think about how it's going to impact their people, because you want your people to be okay, because your people are taking care of you. You take care of your people, they'll take care of you. So we're wrapping up a few minutes before I get out of here. Be great. My 3 points again: don't let someone else define your future, your destiny, or your legacy. Don't let loved ones or people around you kill your dream. Don't let them love you to death, trying to give you advice that they don't understand because they're not a risk taker. Appreciate them, but just be careful who you talk to about what's in your heart. If they don't get it, quit trying to explain it to them. Just do it. I love it, Nike. Just do it. When you win in the end, everyone's going to know it. They're not going to be able to, they don't have to figure it out. Go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. Again, finally, the Indiegogo campaign, go out there and give. Be a donor. And again, if you're a woman in business, $75, give that, and I'll give you a free membership. I'll give you that membership for free at Business on the Edge, Women in Business. If you're a professional, you get $40. Women in professional world or wherever you're at, then you'll get a free membership as well for 1 year. So go to tipnow.com, click on the banner there for the Indiegogo campaign, and let's get safety on our school campuses. UC Berkeley's using it, San Jose State's using it, so we're starting to see it pop up. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Have a great weekend.